Right now on VFN TV, the Virginia Tech basketball coach teaches his players the importance of the national anthem. We're going to be talking about A Tale of Two Kings that will really help us out a little bit about understanding socialism and what Israel did years ago and how they regretted it. And believe it or not, more people are dying from taking selfies, taking pictures of themselves than shark bites. Right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light.
It's going to be a physical battle. It's a physical battle. It's going to be on the ground. And, you know, we're going to, based on, you know, and I pray it doesn't happen. That's my desire.
I saw in a dream, young people, I would say teenagers, maybe 20-year-olds, and they were crying. God says things are going to get so bad soon that the draft is going to be reinstated in the United States of America.
I ask that the Congress declare a state of war.
And the kids that have to go to war don't want to go. They're not ready. They're not ready mentally, physically, let alone spiritually. They were crying as draft was being reinstated, and it was a time of great confusion.
The next 8 years in America will be worse than the last 8 years.
Chuck Pierce said, he said that the moment the president made that declaration, that America's going to go back to the 60s. All the turmoil that America had in the 60s, and guess what? You're about to see all that again. As soon as that was said, that America is going to go back to the 1960s. And let me tell you something, the 60s were horrific. John F. Kennedy, the assassination of John F. Kennedy, you had the riots, we had Vietnam War, we had the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., you had the assassination of Senator Robert Kennedy. I mean, it was horrific. Everything started breaking apart in America. And it's like, that's where, when that statement was made.
The people of God, the church, the people of Israel, always ignore the prophets, right? It's what we do. We just go, well, you're kind of a hothead. We'll kill you or ignore you. And then 1,000 years later, we say, Isaiah was a great guy. He's just wonderful.
This year will be a very unusual wind and an unusual year on many levels. As a matter of fact, a phrase will be repeated over and over on the lips of people of many nations. You will hear it said, I have never seen anything like this before.
Because the Lord is doing his best to wake up America one more time. You're going to see, as men speak of pockets of selective judgment, so likewise there is pockets of selective revival. And it will be known as the rural revival.
If my people, who are called by my name, will do these things, I'll heal their land. And he's never needed a majority. This is what I keep telling people. We don't have to get 51% of Americans doing this before God can move. He has always worked through a remnant.
You know, God is not a donkey and he's not an elephant. He's the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world.
The Lord said there's coming a great international harvest of souls through the internet and online. He said that the internet will light up as the Holy Spirit accelerates his mighty wonders. He also said that the net and lines will bring tremendous and miraculous provision to the body of Christ, because time is of the essence and the waters are abundant for harvest.
You're going to start seeing more miracles outside the church than you see inside it.
Say today is a divine exchange and my people will no longer agree with the enemy.
A portal for angelic visitation would come in that could not be stopped in this nation.
And the Lord said, I'm raising up columns. I'm causing alignment to occur. And I will be sending forth column after column after column until the enemy is pushed out of your sphere.
God said, I've released my spirit, and the spirit is going to rush to you. As a matter of fact, he's rushing to you even now as you hear this.
We're called as one to be able to move in unity. And so You know, where are we? Where are you connected at? Where are you related? But think about these seven mountains of culture. You could call them the religion mountain, which would be the church mountain, the family mountain, the education mountain, the government mountain, the media mountain, arts and entertainment and business. When we go into these mountains and make disciples, we can change the world.
I would say to you, this is the place of defense, for this will be known as when the morning turned in America. I say to you, this will be the day that you bring the sun back to rising in this land. I say to you, I will surround this land, beginning here in the Gulf. I will surround this land and I will build a new wall of defense starting this night, saith the Lord.
It's time for us to quit this escapism mentality, and it's time for us to read the word and understand we need to build for 1,000 years.
Phase 2 of the Third Great Awakening has begun.
With your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and joining me just a moment is John Ramos. Have you ever been to one of the sports games or a particular meeting taking place and they're having the national anthem play? Do you remember the days when people used to stand up and put their hands over their heart and we would honor the flag, we'd honor the country in which it stands for? Well, there's a coach at Virginia Tech that had a talk with his players, and he said he wanted to explain to them the importance of how we got here, how this country is here, and it's because of the veterans that have fought for our freedom. As a matter of fact, take a look. This is the Virginia Tech coach sharing with his basketball players, listen, when the national anthem plays, this is what we need to do and be thinking about. Let's take a look.
Chairs. Me draw up the play, me recruit real hard, me work real hard. I didn't earn the chair. These guys, when they were your age, interrupted their life. They paused their education. They changed their career. And they gave their life for those chairs. Do you guys understand what I'm saying? Not us. Not us. And so when the anthem is played, we're going to stand like grown men, and we're going to honor men like this that gave their life so we could have a chair to sit in. And in the 2.5 minutes that the song is played and somebody sings it or the music is played, we're going to stand at attention and honor of these men. And we're not gonna sway back and forth. We're not messing with our short. We're not messing with our jersey. Those 2.5 minutes we're gonna give to the people that earned these chairs. Because that freedom allows us to do what we're doing. I don't care if you sing, but I want you to know the words. And I want you to be respectful of the words. Because those words represent people's lives. And when we stand, we're going to put our right hand over our heart and our left hand behind our back. And we're not moving. And we're not looking down. And we're not swaying. We're standing still with perfect body language. And all that we're thinking about is these men who earned the right for these chairs to be here.
You see, by the dawn's early light, what so proudly we hailed at the twilight.
reason. The coach, we thank you from Virginia Tech for reminding us. And we thank all of our vets that have stood for us, that fought for us, that gave us this freedom. We're very grateful for your service to our country and for us to be able to have, even like they said, the chairs to sit in. It's for those that actually fought for our freedom. Thank you very much. Make sure you join us after the break. We're going to talk about Tale of Two Kings, because right now we have people talking about socialism. Socialism, where, what does that mean in the context of the thing? Did you know that there was a time when God was, had his people directly in relationship with him? When you read about it in the Old Covenant, in the Old Testament, and he was speaking to them directly. And they said, well, we don't like that form of government. We want a government like someone else. And they begin to describe socialism. Think about it. It's really a tale of two kings. Do we want King God and his son Jesus over us? Or do we want a king, a ruthless king over us? Like quite often happens when a king gets over a particular country or so. We're going to talk in detail about that. And we'll have some word about that, what Scripture says about it as well. Join us after the break.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Today, the earth is being overrun by darkness and desolation, terrorism, hatred, divisiveness. Who or what is going to turn this tide? As Christians, we are charged with living a life of influence and power just as Jesus himself did. So what would the world look like if every church existed as a powerhouse that equipped its people to fundamentally change the world around them? That is the Apostolic Church Arising.
We are in a major apostolic reformation season in the church. The church means fellowship in the Bible, but it also means strategeo, warring. So in the midst of this season, God is raising up through our fellowship a warring unit that knows how to move forward to accomplish his purposes in the earth. We want you to know that you need to connect with an apostolic movement, or else you need to be a part of building an apostolic structure. And we want to encourage you as you move forward in this season of the church that you be a part of the Apostolic Church Arising.
Did you know it's our partners who stand with us every single month that helps VFN TV and VFN Radio come to pass? I want to encourage you, go to VFNTV.com and partner today. It's very simple to do. And what we do is a thank you. You have access to the green room, which is different things that people don't have access to, different parts of the interviews, teachings, and specials, so much more, just to say thank you. Go to VFNTV.com and partner today. It's so, so simple.
I'm Pastor Ted Traylor of Olive Baptist Church.
And I'm Pastor Joey Rogers from Pace Assembly.
And we want to invite you as we unite our hearts together in prayer on March 20.
You don't want to miss this historic prayer event as we cry out to the Lord for a revival and a spiritual awakening.
Olive Baptist, Pace Assembly, we're joining hands to co-host March 20 at 6 o'clock, and we want you to join us right here.
We'll see you there.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. That was so awesome to watch the coach of Virginia Tech.
Yes.
You know, educate us and his players, remind us of how important it is, how things happen. For some reason, society right now is trying to forget how things actually happen. It's like I was talking to somebody recently. They think, so I have to get a job to get money in my hands?
Yeah. So the remarkable thing is how far we've gone away from honor.
Yeah.
And I know that something's been on your heart, and you're going to be sharing about that, but we've gone so far away from honor.
Tell me who you're honoring, and I can tell you who you are and where you're going.
So true.
You know, so you think about it right now, we had a program on earlier this week about socialism and how we have candidates running to be president, to be the leader of our country, talking about, I am a socialist. And it's like, well, we are a republic. We're a form of government that's a government by the people and for the people, that all of our rights come from God. Mm. That's a very important statement to understand, because there was a time when, prior to the American Revolution, all they felt in society and the world was
you know, all authority is established by God, and those who rebel against it are rebelling against what God has established. He doesn't bear the sword for nothing, but he's there to punish the wrongdoers. That's Romans chapter 13, verse 1 through 5. And so the kings that would serve, they would feel like, hey, that's God speaking. When the king speaks, that's God speaking. If he or the queen says, off with your head, guess what?
Off with your head.
And so, but that wasn't God's original plan. God's original plan was a relationship with Adam in the garden. But his original plan was to be able to him be the king mm-hmm. of his people.
Yeah.
Jesus is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He's our leader. And but as God allows a nation to arise, because he says very specifically that he will allow a nation to arise or he'll take it down. Mm. So by the way, that's who determines whether it's going to go. That's why you actually want to be right before God, you know, repent. You have to, just because, you know, he's the one that's going to determine where the nation goes. But Israel was, they had a particular leader, and the leader was a prophet. His name was Samuel. And God would speak to the prophet. He would share, you know, what was going on with the people, and they would listen to God. But he got older, and when he got older, people started, you know, he's thinking in his own mind, maybe strength, he's saying, mm-hmm. you know, I'm going to get my biological sons. You know, that would be really good. Anytime there's nothing, he just thought, I'll get my biological sons, and they will be taking over my responsibilities. And so they got set up as judges in Israel. Well, they didn't carry the father's heart. They didn't carry the same anointing. They didn't have the same heart their father did. And it's difficult. They say there's a saying in China that every fifth generation forgets totally how we got here, and they lose it. You know, and so obviously they forgot pretty quickly, because they began to be abusive and neglectful to the people that they were placed over. And what they're going to ask for in a minute, you know, John, if you would read this, and we're reading it from the Message Bible, because it sounds like our conversation right now, what we're having. But, you know, understand, they started asking for a king. They started turning to politics, if you would. They started turning to Washington, D.C. The reason why is because God's leadership was acting up. It wasn't doing right. Because they never, and it wasn't an excuse. God doesn't accept any reason, you know, for us individually not to be right before him. But that actually distracted the folks and caused them, because of the abuse that was happening through leadership, because they were treating people badly, not like Samuel. Mm-hmm. They said, well, let's not look to the church anymore, right? Or let's not look to, they didn't say church, obviously, but they didn't, let's not look to the
God's people.
Let's just go hire us. Let's go vote for somebody. They'll make this country right. Mm. And that's what America has done.
Mm-hmm.
But notice what they're going to do is God is going to describe socialism. They're coming from this land of blessed and plenty and everything. Yes, you got bad leadership, but don't throw the baby away with the bathwater.
Yeah.
You know, keep your relationship with God, his form of government. And they were one nation under God until they said, we're not satisfied with that. We want a king. We want a king. And so as we begin to read this, I want you to remind you that they began to wander when leadership got off, which means if leaders, you know, get, well, like,
well, stay, dear God, you, right, right
Lord,
path.
Help us get in a place that doesn't cause God's people to be distracted and turn to the world for answers instead of turning to God, right? But it's we have leaders right? in the church that are turning to the world for answers. And it's like the sheep are going to go, if the shepherds turn into the world. So this is going on. So this is the tale between two kings. Really, when you think about it, you can see it's SOS, that signal that you send out. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're in trouble, the tapping out a signal. We actually have that somewhere, that teletype-type sound. But it's just tapping out a warning to us that this day is coming. I prophesied about this, and we have it for you.
Mm-hmm.
Our partners, is there available to you. It's called Tale of Two Kings. And this is called the USS Constitution. That actually is the USS Constitution. But we're looking at today where they want to actually destroy the Constitution. So here's Israel. Israel's not satisfied with God being over them. Think about it. We're one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All of our rights come from God. That's the original founding documents. What are you hearing people say today? The same thing Israel was saying back then. As a matter of fact, look, read this if you would. It's just like
1 Samuel
8, yeah.
8 from the Message. When Samuel got to be an old man, he set his sons up as judges in Israel. His firstborn son was named Joel. The name of his second son was Abijah. They were assigned duty in Beersheba. But his sons didn't take after him. They were out for what they could get for themselves, taking bribes, corrupting justice.
So that's so important to understand. So they're about to go in the wrong direction. But understand, the leadership was in a bad direction.
Mm-hmm.
They were taking bribes. It was all, they were in it for themselves. That's just it. That happened today.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, we're in leadership. It's the fear of the Lord. If God allows you to lead your family, to lead a business, to lead God's folks, I mean, in the fear and trembling
yes.
that you lead them. I mean, obviously nobody's perfect, but if you're in it for you, I mean, God speaks more about false pastors than he does false prophets.
Yeah.
You know, he speaks more about that. And it's like, it matters, you know, are we taking care of God's folks? And they weren't here.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is the next thing that happens.
Fed up, all the elders of Israel got together and confronted Samuel at Ramah. They presented their case. Look, you're an old man, and your sons aren't following in your footsteps. Here's what we want you to do. Appoint a king to rule us just like everybody else.
This is important now because Israel at this point has never, ever, 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 ever had a king other than King God.
Yeah.
And so they begin to look around over at Great Britain, over at Canada, and other
France
that has these socialistic form of government that's taking, quote, supposedly taking care, Greece, taking care of folks.
Mm.
And so they start saying, you know, this one nation under God, all your rights come from God. You know, we want, and they're using it as an excuse, you know, bad leadership instead of saying, well, why don't you start being a good leader yourself and be that person? And so they start looking over the ocean to a socialistic, communistic country and thinking that's going to be better. So they're telling God, they're rejecting God's what they're really doing. Mm. So they're asking, will you just give us a president that will pay for our health care, that will pay for our college, that'll pay for our stuff? Just give us stuff. And they'll take care of the hard stuff for us.
Wow.
That's what they were saying.
Yeah.
Let's go.
When Samuel heard their demand, give us a king to rule us, he was crushed. How awful, Samuel prayed to God. God answered Samuel, go ahead and do what they're asking. They're not rejecting you. They've rejected me as their king.
This is so important because when America, as an American, when you say, we do not want our rights coming from God, we want to undo the Constitution. We don't want a government by the people and for the people. We want a strong leader who takes total control and does everything for us. At that point, we're rejecting God.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking to man to be able to do that. He says, and he's crushed. We should be crushed when this is going on. But there's some people standing in line for the next free thing that's being handed out. And he was crushed because you're rejecting God.
Yeah.
And so it's not, I mean, even if we lose it all, we don't want to lose it for the fact of saying, you know, we don't believe anymore that our rights should come from God. It should come through some form of government that's going on.
To take care of them, to provide for them, to do everything for them.
And that's exactly what's going on. Okay.
From the day I brought them out of Egypt until this very day, they've been behaving like this, leaving me for other gods. And now they're doing it to you. So let them have their own way, but warn them of what they're in for.
And we're going to talk about that in a moment. This is actually, we'll describe socialism for you and what it will be like if we actually turn to the world system instead of how God wants us to actually be. But we have this offer for you right now. Make sure you join us after the break because we're going to talk about this. And you're going to be able to explain biblically from 1 Samuel chapter 8.
Correct.
When God says, okay, you want socialism? You want this strong form of leader over you instead of me, God? This is what's going to happen. But right now, this offer is so important. I want you to be able to hear about it, and it's free for you for your partnership of any amount whatsoever. Mm-hmm. Listen now. You've got to get this offer for you. It's offer 2002. It's your refuge, your place of safety in times of trouble. The special offer is 2002. Your refuge, your place of safety in times of trouble. There comes a time when trouble comes, as Solomon told us. There is a time and a season for everything. When these troubled times come, those who know the Lord needs to know the deep understanding of love, care, and protective heart that our Lord has for those who love, honor, and abide with Him. America and the world is facing troubled times, and it appears that there is no return for those who fail to listen and follow the many cries of our Lord as His wisdom is shouted for years in the streets of our nation. Now that it's here and more is coming, what happens to those who love the Lord? Discover God's protective plans for those who are all His. It's important to understand clearly God's word in this matter so that you can clearly have faith in God and what He says. Faith is being sure of what you hope for and certain of what you don't see. It's impossible to be sure and certain when you don't even understand the promises of God, when you begin to see those suffering physically, financially, emotionally, and spiritually for choices that they made in the nation and suffering personal consequences, you can know that he who trusts in the Lord, who abides in the shadow of God, will be protected. Today's special offer for any gift whatsoever is offer number 2002.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
It happens all too often. This is Focus on the Family Minute, and I'm John Fuller. If you're facing frequent conflict with a family member, Ken Sandy is here to suggest reevaluating your approach.
Even in Christian homes, we can have things we want, good things, but we want them too much. Wanting my wife's respect, a wife wanting husband's time to be with the kids, but if we raise them up to the level they become demands, then we begin to expect it. And if they don't give it to us, then we move to, I judge, you're doing something wrong. And finally, when that progression goes on, to, I punish. I'm going to punish you. I'll be cold. I'll be distant. I'll just go and spend time with my buddies.
Well, that is a cold place. And when your simple request turns into a demand, anger isn't far behind. So be aware of that and then stop the outburst by refocusing your thoughts through prayer. You'll find more trusted relationship advice at focusonthefamily.com/marriage.
Oh my goodness. Listen, man, what the Lord is doing. If you missed, and you've got to catch it in regards to Ezekiel 38 and 39, make sure you get a chance to go and listen to it. You can go to VFNTV.com and get the podcast. I'd like to give a big shout out to all of our podcast listeners are out there, because that's kind of how we are today. Everybody's so mobile. Things are moving so quickly. You need to listen to it when you need to listen to it. Mm-hmm. And you need to listen to what you need to listen to when you're listening to it. And you can do that by downloading our podcast. Mm-hmm. Just go to VFNTV.com, click on the podcast. Click on the podcast, and you get whatever format that you need. What happens, it just gets downloaded in your stuff somehow, and you can play it like you play a record. No, a CD. I'm sorry, a CD.
What's a CD?
Download, I guess. And you can, and it's just really cool because then you have it. Think about this. You know, remember all the years that, yeah, buy the tape. We're giving it to you. It's yours. Have it freely.
Free.
You know, freely, the Lord's given it to us. We give it to you. Go to VFNTV.com and download the podcast today. Your future may depend upon it. Which, by the way, if you haven't gone to the VFN Torch Lady, you need to go to VFNTV.com. And in the menu, it says VFN Torch. There's all types of aspects to be able to just quick information at a moment's notice. Any topic that you can imagine probably is in there. And a biblical perspective, you know, what's actually happening, but what does the Word of God say about this, including prophetic words of knowledge and wisdom that has been shared. So if you get a chance, go to VFNTV.com and click on the VFN Torch in the menu there.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. We're talking about A Tale of Two Kings. Why? Because we want to understand, what does God say if you turn to a form of government like socialism, communism, a monarchy, a king rule, because America, remember this is important. America, it's not just some political conservative statement that people are trying to own as some concern. It's the original tenet of the nation. It's all of our rights come from God. It's what he says. All of our rights come from our creator, God. And the government is instituted to be able to protect our rights. But if we start saying like Israel and say, we don't want that kind of form of government anymore. We don't want God, you as king over us. We want to be able to have a strong president. We want to be able to have a king over us because they'll provide for us all the stuff we need. And you're looking at people saying, they're trying to tempt you right now with a lot of stuff. But understand, you're going to have to pay for that stuff. And he talks about it right here, as a matter of fact. Yeah. So he says, go ahead and give them. They're not rejecting you, Samuel. They're rejecting me. So when we turn to a man or a woman, like one particular woman said in a particular meeting when they were talking about which presidential candidate should she support, and they're saying negative stuff about all of them. And she said, well, which man should we choose to save America?
Yeah.
She said, it's like, oh no, a man's not, Jesus already died for us.
That's right. That's right. She says, but warn them of what they're in for. Tell them.
So this is God speaking through Samuel saying, okay, just tell them, warn them then, if you want this king, If you want government to provide everything for you, if you want socialism, he says, okay, let me tell you what it's going to be like, right?
Tell them the way kings operate, just what they're likely to get from a king. So Samuel told them, delivered God's warning to the people who are asking, or who are asking to give them a king. He said, this is the way the kind of king you're talking about operates.
So he's saying, this is a warning. I need to warn you.
Yeah.
If you want socialism, if you want communism, if you want a strong government and a tyrant type leader over you, and you don't want me, God, by the way, that's what we're going to get. If you turn your back on God, that's what you get.
Mm-hmm.
The default setting is some tyrannical leader that's going to be, you know, this when you turn your back on God. And that's what they're saying. He said, warn them. And this is the warning.
And this is how he operates. He'll take your sons and make soldiers of them. Chariot, cavalry, infantry, regimented in battalions and squadrons.
You think it's bad fighting in the military now? Now imagine fighting in the military for somebody. I remember Dietrich Bonhoeffer, and he was a German. He loved God. He was a Christian. He loved Jews. But the leader, the Führer, Hitler, he hated true Jews, Christians
yeah.
and hated Jews. And his dilemma was, I don't mind fighting for the country, but I don't want to fight for this guy
yeah.
and what he's standing for. I'm not going to participate in that. Mm-hmm. But if we make the choice of choosing men over God, we won't have a choice. By the way, Dietrich ended up being hung in a prison under that form of government. Okay.
He'll put some to forced labor on his governmental farms, plowing and harvesting, and others to make their weapons of war.
So wait a minute. So that means that government's going to give you stuff, but you're the one's going to grow it under a tyrannical leader.
That part didn't get communicated.
You mean that these strong leaders don't go out there and just start growing the stuff?
No.
So basically you're just saying, I want somebody to rule my life and tell me everything to do.
Tell me what to do, right.
So that I can make carrots come out of the dirt, or I can make broccoli come out, or that I can grow cows and have hamburgers and that type of thing. Or raise cattle. And it's like God's saying, you're going to be forced to do these things. And this is our discipline, by the way. If we turn our back on God, God's sitting back going, enjoy the next 40 years or 70 years, how it's going to be. Okay.
And others to making either weapons of war or chariots in which he can ride in luxury.
So he's saying, this is important, because if you say today, it just didn't work, let's just get some sort of socialist type government where the government takes care of us and pays for our education, all this kind of stuff, then we can't complain when the leader's riding around in some luxurious jet, living some lavish lifestyle, and making all these weapons for these wars you probably wouldn't even want to be a part of.
Because
he's saying that's exactly what's going to happen. I mean, how many times does Saul go out and fight wars you shouldn't have fought, King Saul? I mean, people died in those wars. That would be so sad to die in
a
war.
It's a tragedy.
And it's happened. I mean, there's been plenty of soldiers that had to go fight for our country that there was a political motive behind that war.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just really sad. But this is where we don't have to go this way. We can say, God, we want you as our leader. This is a tale of two kings. Do we want God as our king, or do we want man as our king? We have to choose. We can't turn our back on God and say we're going to pick some man, but we're not really turning our back on God. We're turning our back on God when we're doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He'll put your daughters to work as beauticians and waitresses and cooks. He'll take over your best fields, businesses, socialism.
Yeah. That's what socialism does. Yeah. It takes over your business. So your power companies, your it could take over every piece of business you have because they want to distribute it.
For the betterment,
you know.
Of all.
Of Marxism and all those different things, yeah.
Vineyards and orchards, and hand them over to their special friends.
That's like cronies, right?
Yeah.
That's what's happening in Russia right now. They have a strong leader, you know, Putin, and he has a few of his friends reportedly that he just turned over to the power, the oil, the different companies, and they're basically
filthy, filthy, filthy rich.
Right, yes, most definitely.
Yeah. He'll tax your harvest and vintage to support his extensive bureaucracy.
Big government. So expensive. Think about this. He's going to tax us to the hilt to be able to pay for this big government. I mean, it takes big government for big.
Yeah.
So you're going to have this huge, and there's been more hiring by the government in the history probably of the world. If you go, no matter what was happening in the economy, if you go to Washington, D.C.,
the reports are that there's been cranes there the whole time building a huge, big government, which should be fear of God. And Americans going, wait a minute, we might be going the wrong direction here. Are we turning our back on God? Because he may be fixing to put a big government, tax us to the hilt, and allow us to be under harsh leadership because we wouldn't listen to the kind, gentle promptings of his spirit. Yeah.
Considering that the government doesn't produce or manufacture or sell anything to earn profit, the only way to have revenue to pay is what? The tax.
Right. Right. And he said, this is right here. He says, you know, you can learn from scripture the wisdom of what was going on. And they did that. And it took America to understand this and what God touched America in such a way that we could be one nation under God. America only works as its original intent if in fact we have God over us. But if we don't have God over us, it doesn't work. Mm. It's some historical particular statement. Well, at this particular point right here, with this big government, you know, kicking in, we have moments left to decide, you know, what we're going to do in the context of that. But if you turn the keys over to some stranger in your neighborhood and say, here's my house, here's my job, here's my money, I mean, why are we upset how he's running it? Right?
I just want you to feed me. I just want to make sure that the light stays on. Right. I want to make sure that the grass is cut. But I'm going to give you all control.
Right. And this is what they'll say. Well, you can have electricity for 3 hours a day. You know, you cannot eat sugar and big gulp drinks in New York.
Yeah.
You know, if you want a government to take care of your health care, they're going to start telling you to do things like exercise.
You're going to be on this treadmill and you can produce your own electricity.
Yeah. I mean, that's just a logical thing.
Yeah.
I mean, they're going to force things. Maybe they're probably good. Huh?
Yeah. Well,
hey. We all look like Pat then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. So then he says your prize workers and best animals will be taken to be his own. So you won't have the best you can wish for when you have, you turn to government instead of God. The best you can wish for is second best. That's the best.
Wow.
And that's probably to his cronies. So that means you probably wouldn't get that. And then he says he'll lay a tax on all your stuff and you'll end up being his slaves or no better than his slaves.
Wow.
And somebody says, well, that would never happen. Interview a few of our neighbors. Talk about their kinfolk. It did happen. It's been a common thing in the world for a long, long time. But this, think about slavery like this. Slavery, a full outright slave, is somebody that has 100% tax on them. You might be treated well. You might have a nice house to live in. But if you pay 100% of your money, if you work your labor and you turn it all over to the government, guess what you are? You're a slave of the government. Mm. Don't go to work. You won't have your stuff.
That's right.
So if your tax rate is at 50%, and you, all your money, you earn it and you give 50% up to the government, you're 50% a slave. If you're at 80% tax rate, and Denmark is, I think it's 60%, but if you're at 80% tax rate and big government, he's saying if you turn to government instead of God, they're going to tax you to the hilt. If you're 80% of your money that you earn goes to the government, somebody says, okay, they're going to take care of everything anyway. But the caveat in this is you're going to be its slave. You're going to have to earn that money. You're going to have to give it to the machine so they can support the big government and fly their luxury whatever's around. And it's like, man, so this tax rate business is very important. So you see people saying, we need to raise taxes. What they're saying is, we need more slavery.
Yeah.
But the thing about it really probably needs to be more of a fair tax because 50% of Americans don't pay any tax at all, I believe.
Yeah. A flat tax would be great so everyone has some skin in the game and everyone has a say. You know, it's proportionate. But the other thing, too, is that what happens when it gets to this point where you have a society that says, I am demanding certain things. I'm demanding a job. I'm demanding health care. I'm demanding housing. I'm demanding a job.
Yes.
We have a choice at that point. The truth of the matter is that the circumstance in society could be that difficult. Jobs could be scarce.
Right.
Housing could be scarce. Health care could be scarce.
Oh, it will be. It always happens.
But the question is, do we turn to a manta to provide those things, or do we come to an aha repentant moment and say, dear God, what have we done?
If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, which means turn back to God, not to man, and turn from our wicked ways, then he'll hear from heaven and he'll heal our land. He'll let us keep America. We're going to continue this talk because it helps us really understand.
Absolutely.
God's talking about it right here, socialism. Mm-hmm. If you want to leave me as king, the one who gives you your rights and turn to some strong government, socialism, communism, and they're just outright saying, we're socialists.
Yeah.
And it's like what they're saying is, we don't need God. Government is God, and government isn't God. We'll be right back.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name.
Thy kingdom come.
Thy will be done,
on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day
our daily bread.
Forgive us our trespasses,
as we forgive those
who sin against us.
And lead us not into temptation,
deliver us from evil.
For thine is the kingdom,
the power and glory,
forever and
ever. Amen.
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 We want to encourage you to partner with us today at VFNTV.com. It's you, our partners, who help us together share the gospel all over the Gulf Coast. You can do that today by going to VFNTV.com, and the benefits are numerous. Specials, green room, teachings, and so much more. Be a part. Join us today, and let's do this together. VFNTV.com.
John, I am just so thankful for those that stand with us, you know, to be able to keep the light going.
Yeah.
And it's our partners that stay with us on a regular basis. You know, it doesn't matter what size. A gift, and just kind of give financially and prayerfully every single month through partnership. I don't know if you have not yet partnered. You can actually go to VFNTV.com and just click on partner now, and it walks you through the prompts. There's so many benefits just to say thank you. One is the teachings. There's just all kinds of teachings, prophetic teachings, teachings to encourage you. But there's also specials that are only for our partners. We had to find something special for you too to say thank you. And there's specials that we have for you. And then Green Room. There's, you know, some interviews that we had that we asked other questions that we don't get a chance to ask on air. And we just put that, you know, in the green room for you. And it's a thank you. It's obviously just standing alone, standing for the light. And this is what the Lord says. When you stand together, you get the same reward. I want to encourage you to go to VFNTV.com and click on partner now. We need you to stand with us.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. We're talking about a tale of two kings, you know, Saul or Samuel. God's form of government was, Samuel or Saul. You can almost think about it like SOS. That's, you know, tapping out some sort of, you know, Morse code. That's tapping out. A ship is going down. They're tapping out. Hey, we're going down. We're going down. And this is the word the Lord had me prophesy some time back. These days we're here in these days. And the tapping, so what would be the message to God's folks? It would be this: don't turn to government as God. Government's fine. It's a God thing, but it's not God. It's like a chair is a good thing to sit in,
right,
but it's not you. And our house is something nice, but you're not the house. And government in America is a government by the people and for the people. The people established a government to protect their God-given rights. That's it. That's all it was. And so when you're seeing right now, you're seeing all these cranes building, all these buildings in Washington, D.C., and while everybody else is moving out of their homes and financial crisis and pay is about the same as the 70s. Some of the reports are that pay levels are the same as the 70s. And here we are at this particular point. What do we need to do? We need to turn to God. But here they were, you know, it's 1 Samuel chapter 8, when he's talking about when they said, listen, God, we don't want your form of government. We want a king like England.
Yeah.
A queen like England.
Like
the nations around us. As if God, who was his creator of life, wasn't enough. And when we say we want government, think about that. When we say we want government, we're saying this: we don't want God. When we want big government requires us to pay big taxes, which puts us in servitude to the government, which means we don't want God. We don't believe God can do that. By the way, he can. They've sold you a bill of goods. God is the one who is God of the harvest. You know, he is Jehovah Jireh.
But if we're not honoring the God of the harvest.
Yes, yes, exactly.
The results are going to be
Right.
100% taxation.
100%, which is slavery. And so this last part right here, you know, he says, this is God talking to Samuel to talk to Israel, who was demanding the king. He says, the day will come when all this pressure we just described to you right before the break, you know, high taxation, taking your best folks, flying around the lap of luxury while you have this huge, you know, oppression over you. He said, the day will come when you'll cry out in desperation because of this. And you hear people crying now, but the answers, I mean, is God answering at this moment? But you hear people, he said, you'll start crying out and you'll cry out because it's just so much pressure on you, said. He said, but you know what? Don't expect an answer from God. Which means this, if we make that final push and that covenant to be able to say, you know what? We want government to be God. We don't want God to be God. And that's what socialism and communism is. And we don't teach that in the schools anymore. We need to teach Americanism versus communism to understand how it works. And he said, and this is what he goes on to say. He says, but the people wouldn't listen to Samuel. They wouldn't listen to the prophet. And you heard what you heard on our program today about prophets. It's like nobody listens to him.
Eric Metaxas. Yeah,
nobody listens to him. It's just kind of a standard thing that goes on. And then after about several hundred years, they're dead. They go, man, that was just this real smart guy.
That was a good guy. He really didn't know it. He really knew what God was saying, didn't he?
Yeah, and it says, so God just tells him, you know, you're going to have a king. He says, no, this is, after Samuel tells them this, and they're hearing kind of like what you're hearing now. And they said, no, we don't want God over us. We want a king to rule over us. Then we'll be just like these other nations.
Wow.
America is a unique nation. That's what's so unique about it, that it's one nation under God. We need to turn back to that.
And that's why it works.
That's why it works. We don't want to be like other nations. We've done more things to be able to help out more folks. And the China church says, please, you know, America has to be humbled so we don't lose America, because they're talking about the tyranny that would be happening outside of America. Then he says, they said, the word of God says this. This is what the people were crying out for. They said, our king will rule us and lead us and fight our battles. Hmm. And that's what people are saying right now. They're going like, I got a school debt. I got a medical bill. I got this. I got that. I need government to fight that battle for me.
Yeah.
If the government will come in and do everything for me, then I don't need God. And notice that the ones that are promoting big government are promoting immoral things. They're trying to do as much flesh on fire as you can. And I believe that they're doing it because of the three levels of judgment that God talks about. You know, is America under judgment? Just asking the question. You can find that at vfntv.com in the partners area. Because if you just look at the evidence, there's three phases of judgment that God turns over a nation. And the whole point of it is not just to crush us, but just to get us to repent and turn back to him. But I think we're in this particular...
Well, when the whole system gets manipulated and there's a bailout for Wall Street, and people feel that they're entitled to get some sort of bailout for the consequences of things that have happened. It's like, wait a minute, what are we doing?
Yeah, and the truth is, if it wasn't for this twisted area right now, that the bailout vouchers, there should have been vouchers written and give it to the people who have the mortgages.
That's right.
Then they give it to the banks.
Yeah.
The bank still gets the money, but you get that money taken off because it's your money. It's your tax dollars. But that didn't happen. And so you're looking at right here. Finally, Samuel said, it says, Samuel took in what was said and rehearsed it before God and talked to him. And God told Samuel, do what they say. Give them a king. We're so close right now in America, where God's just going to give us what we ask for. If we say, God, we want somebody to lead this country that loves you and loves this country, that loves this founding original tent of this nation. Or we could say, hey, we want a ruthless king who's going to tell us what to do. He's going to force everybody to get in their little compliance areas. I don't care what they do, as long as they take care and fight this battle for us. I mean, God's come to a point with Israel. He just said, even though they're rejecting him, give them what they're asking for. Just go give them. And that's what the first king, King Saul, became king over God's people. And so you think about America right now. People are crying out for a king. They're crying out. It's just some savior, some man savior, or woman savior. Come fix us. Come save us. And notice their platforms. If their platforms are everything that God would not want, this is a huge crisis for America. You need to pray about who you're going to be voting for. You need to go to vfntv.com/vote. We have some things there that can help educate you. We're not supporting any candidates, but you need to educate yourself on them because this could be that final vote. This could be that final vote. It's a tell of two kings. This is a tell between two kings. And we are at this point, and I'm saying, and hopefully we're all listening, you know, God, we want you.
Yeah.
We, even if we have to fight our own battles, even if we have to grow our own food, we do not want to give you up as the God of America.
That's right. We want
all of our rights coming from you. And the leaders that we choose, we want them to be able to defend those rights that come from you and treat everybody equally in this country. I want to pray right now, if you don't mind. Father God, I just thank you for your word. You don't leave us out here without knowing what's going on. We can learn from history that this is exactly what Israel did. But yet, years later, you allowed a country to be established called America, who was one nation under God the way Israel was in their days, their first days. And it took America to sign the papers for Israel to become a nation again so they too could be one nation under God. Dear God, I just pray, Lord, that you would turn the hearts of this nation, Lord God, that you would end abortion, that you would stop this tide of turning to men and strong tyrannical leaders, God, and that we would humble ourselves and pray and turn from our wicked ways. And God, that you would end abortion and that you would send revival and send a third great awakening and save this land, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com. On your mobile applications, you can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.
Pat, you know the great thing about all of our VFN Radio listeners is that so many of them are connecting to us on Facebook. You know, we have a Facebook page. You may be listening today. You may not be aware, but we do. And you can go to facebook.com/VFNTV, or you can go to our VFNTV.com and click Facebook. Be a part. Like us. Tell your friends to like us. We're creating a virtual stadium where everyone can connect and be a part and get fresh updates on everything that happens that day on the program. Don't forget, go to VFNTV.com and click Facebook.